Here we go. Parsha Chodesh this week, right? Last of the Daat Parshios. What are the Daat Parshios cover?
Zachor. Well, that's the second one. But
in order.
Shkolim, Zachor, Parah,
and Hachodesh. Very good. So here we go. Okay, so we're holding by the fourth one. It's actually cool because look, when Adar comes, Shabbos takes on a whole new darga, right? You have the Daat Parshios, and then this year it works out nicely because if you look at all the parts, you have Shkolim, Zachor, Shabbos Purim, right? Para, Hachodesh, and next week Shabbos Hagadol. And then you have Shabbos Chol Moed. It's just wild that like people don't realize like the common factor, the thing that's always grown, is Chol Moed Pesach. Then Pesach on Shabbos, and the next week is Chol Moed Pesach. So this week's Parsha Chodesh. But Shabbos Mamish is on a different level right now. So that's an important kudah. But here we go. Ready? So the sefer is called Sif Seichein, right? The sefer is called Sif Seichein. Oh, Yaakov Moish. Right? So we're gonna learn from the sefer Sif Seichein, and here we go. So he has Torah's Hakdama Yud Beis, Torah's and Parsha Chodesh. I put your seatbelts on a little bit deep to start out, but this is good.
Can I already
hit this flyer? We need the seatbelt. Okay, ready, Chaver? Here we go. The Shabbos are Avias Shal Dab Parshios Meir Os Yud Shal Hashem Avaya Baruch Hu. Okay, so the person has to ask first, why are there four parshios? So four parshios correspond to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So now in different svarim have different shitas of it. Some svarim say that it starts Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then other people have the seder that no, it starts from Hey to Vav to Hey to Yud. So I'll pee the Sif Seichein, right? So Parsha Shkalim is the last Hey of the Shem Havaya, right? Parsha Zachar is the Vav, Parsha Par is the Hey, and now this week, Chachma, this week of Parsha Chodesh is the Yud. So the person has to realize that the whole avoda of Adar and the whole Apipnim is the whole avoda of the time between Purim and Pesach is erasing Amalek. For example, you have to erase Amalek in what's called Machshava Dibor Maisa, like we're learning. Right? You have to erase them in your thoughts and how you speak and how you and the things you do. So you have to erase Amalek in three bechinas. Okay? So if you take Amalek times three, what do you get? 240 times three. 720. Very good. So that's why Sarim say it. There's 720 hours between Purim and Pesach. Right? Which means that the whole Nakuda is that you're erasing a Malik every second. Also, what do you put wine into? You put wine into what's called the Martef. So Martef, right, that's where you hold the wine in, so Martef's also going to 720. That the whole Avoda right now is erasing a Malik. But what does a Malik represent? What do they do to the what do they do to Hashem's name? Right? It's called Ki Yad al Kes Ka. That they block out the Shem of Hashem, that the Shem of Hashem doesn't shine bright. So our whole goal during this month is to mishalim the Shem of Hashem. So this parsha is big because what we're finally bringing that we have Yud Kei Vav Kei now. So you have to realize that the Dalet parshios are big. Even Al Pi by the Chassidim, they have extra piyutim they put into davening. Right? What is that? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, yeah? No? By if you look, if you daven in the Chassidish place on the Dalet parshios. Right in the middle of Shemona Esrei, also I was a place 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
Parshas
Zachar, and all of a sudden in the middle of Shemona Esrei, like it took 20 minutes between the first they started Chazar Shas till we got the Kedusha because they added in special piyutim for the Daat Parshios.
Vine,
right? Exactly. Vine, Pu'ula. Here we go, Chaver, listening. Vine. So what's going on? So now that we know that the Os Yud is this week, so what's our avoda this week's parsha? Right, vine pula sviras chachma, who hisnotzus rayon veinyan chadash b'moach adam. So the Os Yud, which is this week's parsha, represents the midah of chachma. So chachma represents that a person thinks of an idea. Right, an idea pops into your head. Okay, v'zer roma is b'Os Yud shebashem shi nekuda kitana. Right, if you how do you draw a letter? If I make a dot on a page, what letter is that?
Yud.
Yeah. So Yud. All a Yud is a dot. So he says here, the kasher wrote in lechtov eiza os. When you want to write a letter. First, when you first put your pen on the or your mark on the thing, you make a yud. So, very good, right? So I mean, every letter, anything you write starts out with a yud, right? It's the beginning to everything is a yud. And afterwards, then you make it bigger, you make it wider, you make it longer. Whichever letter you want. So too in the sphere of Chachma. Shehi isnotzus rayon chadash. What it represents is, you ever think of an idea like, you know, I just thought of an idea, I want to organize a parsha here. I want to organize this. So you might think, oh wow, that's nice. But however, you don't realize that's coming from a sphere called Chachma. Which is cool to understand these inyanim, that sometimes you think of this, that's called Bina. right? But that idea, that you have an idea that I want to do this, I want to organize something, right? That comes from the seer of Chachma. For example, you know, we have Chachma Bina Das. So it starts with Chachma, then it goes to Bina, and then if you start with Keser, whichever one, then it goes down, but there's a Hishtashlis going on, right? How do you say Hishtashlis? It's a Rashi in Sukkah speaks about it. It's a Hishtashlis, right? It's like a cycle that comes down. But everything's coming down, but it comes from, it all starts a chain. Very good. It starts from Chachma. Okay, here we go. Vilachin. Korin b'shabazu ha-parsha shel ha-chodesh hazeh lachem. We read this week ha-chodesh hazeh lachem. I'll pee just remiss because Rafi asked me to say a gematria before. Ha-chodesh hazeh lachem is gematria Mashiach ben David. So it's a time of inyanim of hopefully scholars of Mashiach ben David. Also gematria li b'chol b'kirbi. Siyat ha-shmaya. So it goes like this. So what's ha-chodesh hazeh lachem? Shenemra b'rosh chodesh Nisan. Right? Rosh chodesh Nisan is when this was said. Ki biyom hazeh nivra olam b'maisa. We know there's a machlokas in Gemara Hashanah as to when was the world created. Right? When was the world created? So one opinion is it was created Tishrei, one was created Nisan. So it's not. They're both right. But Tishrei was created b'machshava, but Nisan was created b'maisa. Right? Hainu Brias Ha'adam. The Brias Ha'adam was when was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah, Iker Tachas Abria. Ubiyom hazeh nase eschachus basar matanos tovas l'ka Yisrael. On this day there were 10 matanos that came down to us. Ubisocha hakamas mishkan. This is when we erected the mishkan. Vaschalas avodasa. We started doing our avod in the mishkan. And now here's the big ngula, chevra. Uvachol shana v'shana. Every single year, behagia asman hazeh. When we get to this time of parshas achodesh, nase chidash olam. The world is created anew again. I mean, again, there's always time for eschachus, but dafka parsha chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is mamish, everything's created anew. But even Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberg has a beautiful remez. He says that, what's another name for Chodesh Nisan? Chodesh Ha? Good, what else? Chodesh Ha Aviv. Heard that before? It's called Chodesh Ha Aviv, like the spring is called Aviv. So it's called Chodesh Ha Aviv, yeah? So if you look, so he says, how many months are there in the year? What's the first of all the months? Nisan, right? We start by Nisan. So he says the Chodesh Aviv. Aviv is Osios Av Yud Beis. That's the father of the Yud Beis months. Meaning that what, according to what you do in Nisan, that's your, the root of your whole year. So all his chachas comes out from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah, Kadesh also, very good. Ubiyom Azeh, on this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which happens to be on Shabbos, on Parsh Chodesh, Hischil Hashem Yisbarach Litzavos of Israel Chidushei Dinim. Right, Hashem was giving us new dinim in Torah. The hilchos shel Torah Sein HaKadosh and the halachos that we have in the Torah. Haba misfiras chachma. Kemo shekasav, like it says in Zohar, Oraisa me chachma nafkis. That the Torah, where does the Torah come from? It comes out from the sphere of chachma. Which means that since this week, and this is deep in Yana, but it's important that you hear this. This week, that the aura of chachma is spreading out, which means that it's an ability for you to grab onto Torah this week. There's always times like this. Eh? If a person has, let's say a person has a stain on their shirt. Yeah? So now, let's say a person says, you know what? I'm just going to take like a white piece of paper and glue a white piece of paper here. So now, do you see the stain? No, but what do you know? The stain's still there. What you have to do is you have to uproot it at its source. Right? You have to uproot the whole thing. If you don't get that, it's never going to change. Right? So the nekuda is that you always have to go to the shoresh of that. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is that shoresh. It's the shoresh of all his chachas comes from there. So you can grab onto the shoresh of Torah. V'lachein, yesh b'shabes hazu, segula, le'ha'asos b'riya chadasha. There's a special segula to mamash become a new person this Shabbos. A b'riya chadasha. U'lahaschil mechadash b'avodah Hashem Yisbarach. B'liman ha-Torah v'kiyam mitzvahs. And there's a special aura of eschachas, of a newness in what? In mitzvahs and Torah. Torah and mitzvahs, whatever you want to say. Why? Because it's coming from the sphere of chachma. V'gam, yesh b'hasgula, le'chadesh chidushay Torah. There's also a segula that what a person has the ability this week to grab on to mechadesh chidushay Torah. Right, in Shas, in postgame on the Parsha, on the Torah. Right? But this is a week of his chashas of Torah. It's coming out. Right? So a person's the great mantis to realize what there's some chashas going on. Achin Yadu, therefore it's known. She'i efshar lekabel eschachus le'asos b'riya chadasha, that it's impossible. Now the question is, how do I become this b'riya chadasha? Right? Adi and I have been learning that, like, for example, on Shabbos, yeah? The aura of Shabbos comes down no matter what you do. Shabbos comes. Right? The Kedusha of Shabbos comes. So what's the difference between a tzaddik and a guy who's not Shomer Shabbos? Shabbos comes. The difference is that guy prepared for it, that's why he gets all the or. This guy didn't prepare for it, so all the or came, but what happened? Imagine, like we gave an example before, imagine you have a water bottle, right? You have unlimited source of water, okay? And now you say that's like it's me and you coming, okay? And I come and I have no cup there. So what does he do? He starts pouring, but I can't. I have nothing to grab onto. So again, there's a lot of ore. There's a lot of water. But what happens? I don't get any of it. Why? Because I don't have a cup to fill it up. But you come with a huge swimming pool. So all the water you have, what happens to it? You have it. You keep it. So too, that's what's going on this parsha, is that there's a huge ore coming down. But if we don't make ourselves kalim to mekabel, then what happens to that ore? We lose it. It falls apart. But if you have proper kalim, then what happens? You get that ischachos. So the question is, where do you get this ischachos from? So therefore, it's known, she'ef shal kabel ischachos, la'asos b'yach dasha, it's impossible to get this ischachos, im lo haya mikodem, bitul v'kilkel atzur rishona, unless you first destroy the building. Right, for example, a person wants to build a building. If you have an old building, and let's say you just build onto that building, what's going to happen? It's not going to be strong. Why? Because the yesodos aren't strong. What you have to do is you have to destroy it and rebuild it. And then it's going to be strong. Kimot kisharotzim lishnos klei kesef letzura chadasha, when you want to change a silver object into something new, shetrichin la'asicho mikodem achach yuchal la'asos imenu tzura chadasha. You have to destroy it. And then you can make a new tzura on it. Right? Kane, kol zman she'adam adayin mikusher bechevli shav. As long as you're still connected to all the taivas of this alma de shikra, of all the foolishness, el hataivas alamazeh, stuck in the taivas of this world, eino yachol ischadesh v'lasos kriyach lasha. You're not going to be able to become new. All this ore, what's going to happen to it? You're going to miss it, right? Lekabel love olmach hashemayim shlema, and you're not going to be able to be properly mekabel olmach hashemayim. Person said also, most of you guys are going back to America. You know, it's not so posh. It's hard to hear a kid say who's going back next week saying that, yeah, I'll probably get bored from watching TV all week. It's hard to hear that. Like, what's he looking? You know, it's awesome to hear guys who are planning to learn and be in yeshiva. That's awesome. But to hear guys say, lichachila, I'm going to be bored watching TV, where are you going with that? What are you going to do, Parsha Chodesh? Where are you going to get the ore from? Right? You have to try to get out of that world of the taivas of olamazeh. Right, and then what happens when you break off from that, when you clean yourself from that, then all this on, all this ischacha that's coming down, you could be mekabel it properly. Lachain, tiknu chazal. Likros b'shabas hakodem parshas parah. That's why I read parshas parah last week. Shehei nechshav ki'ilu nitarenu mikol tumos. Now what parshas parah represents, what's it called? It's mitaris tmeim. Right, parshas parah gives us the tara. Right, that's why Vayake last week also, parshas tara. Right, that's what happens. So it's mitaris. Right, behazash lishi vishvi, bichdele tarinim kliposenu v'tumasenu. Right, in order to mitaras from all the tumah that we're stuck to, vishvirasan zutarasan, and that shvira that we broke apart the kli that we were before. What happens? What does that do for us? It's mitaras. So what happens? The fact that last week we were mitar ourselves and we broke away from all the taivas. So what happens now? That's why v'teichef b'shabes shachareha. This week, tiknu lekros haparsha shel achodesh hazalachem. That's why this week now, we read what? We read parsha chodesh. Sheba mevur eschachos maisa mitzvos. Now what is eschachos and mitzvos now? Va'avodas ha'achana deraba l'chag ha'pesach mitzoseh. And now you can start the real hachana for Pesach. U'bazeh osin kabbalah chadasha l'eschachos ba'avodas shem yisparach m'siras nefesh. And now I can moser nefesh even more for the Borei Olam. Why? Because since I was mitar myself, right? If you have a person who comes in with all his taivas and he starts entering Tavod Hashem, it's like living two lives. That's what I heard from Weinberg over time. I told you this before. That Bachur, right? Bachur is Rashi Tevos. Bayom Chacham Uvalayla Rasha. Right? During the day, he could be gevaldig in yeshiva, right? It's amazing, no? Heard that from a Sardi Chacham a long time ago. Right? Bayom Chacham Uvalayla Rasha. That what you can be in yeshiva all the time, right? And all of a sudden you get home and boom, it's if you weren't in yeshiva. You go right back to all the previous friends, right back to all the girls from before. So a person has to... If a person could, then give out. But the nekud is that you know, we have to be mechazik ourselves. So is that what are we doing? Did we clean ourselves? Or is it just that we just added on a lot of knowledge? But no, I go back right. And of course I go hang out with all my friends from high school. Person, think about that. Am I cleaned? Have I been mitahir myself? Right? Because if you're not, then what? You're not going to be able to be Moser Nefesh. But the biggest thing is that you have to realize going back to where you were before is Moser Nefesh now. It requires you to step up your game. Because if you're not stepping up now, then it's going to be very hard. Because you don't realize, I was talking to Eitan last night. He said that when he got back to... We were talking about this last night. Right? When he got back to wherever he lives a couple of weeks ago, and he dived an extra long Shmoneh Esrei, someone went over to his father and said, when's the phase going to pass? When's the brainwash going to pass off and come back to us? Right? Yaakov Moshe told me, he was sitting at lunch a couple weeks ago with someone, and you know, like, when's this brainwash gonna wash off? And you think, oh, it's not gonna happen to me. I promise you, it's gonna happen to you. Ask anyone here who went through yeshiva, it happened. Why? Because it's like, whoa, what does that mean? You guys are, what do you think, you're better? It requires mesiras nefesh to believe in yourself, that to clean yourself, that you don't get affected by it, like that's night from Rabbi Nachman. Right? You have to be strong in it. And that strength comes from being metar yourself, that cleaning off from the hevle olam. You don't realize it's an amma deshikra for a reason. Like Rav Matal Zilber was speaking about a couple weeks ago. This world is mostly anything you read today, anything that's in a newspaper, it's all sheker. Most of it is all sheker. You realize that? Everything that they're writing is like, this is truth, but we bend it a little bit. And that's what this world is. Alma de Shikra. How much more so in America? Right? You have to realize you're going back to it. It's not pasha. Again, it doesn't mean you're going to, boom, fall right away. But you have to realize, you have to prepare yourself a little bit. You have to make it. That am I strong? You have to strengthen yourself in that. When a person's mekabel this upon himself, zochin le'asos kibriya chadasha. When you're really mekabel on the cheshmein, that what? I'm going to stand up for Yiddishkeit. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. I'm going to be proud to be Yid. I'm going to be proud to daven a strong shmoneh esrei. If you wear your tzitzit out, then I'm not going to be afraid to wear my yarmulke on top of my head and not on the back over here. Right? There you go. Right? I'm not just talking to you. I used to do that also. My mom used to. Right? And I'm going to be proud to sit and learn. What right after davening finishes, I'm going to be proud not to talk in davening. I'm going to be proud not to sit where I used to sit in shul because that's where everyone talks. And if you realize, don't be afraid of that. I can tell you from first hand. It was hard at first, and I got a lot of comments from it. But what happened is, I mean, you're always working at it. But people come to respect you. They realize, oh, this is what you're about. Then I've, you know, and you even inspire people at it. If people see that you believe in what you're doing, then they, you know, like the concept says, kush dakai, MS stands. For example, you take letters of sheker. Right, a shin has one leg, it falls apart. A kuf stands on one leg, falls apart. A resh all stands on one leg, it falls apart. So the concept is called kush dakai. Kush does emet. Emet stands. An aleph has two legs. A mem has a full bottom. A tuf has two legs. Emet stands. So if you're emet in your avodah, then that stands for you. And people aren't going to be able to knock you down. But if they see that you're not emet, and you don't believe in what you're doing, boom. You have to build up your kelim, chevra. And through that, all the schachas you have this year, and the schachas that's coming in Parshas Chodesh, you could grab onto it and bring it into your avoda. And to really be zochet to kirvas elokim. So really experience a real gula. And bedafka, it's a very special thing because this week's Parsha, right? This week is when's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shabbos Kodesh. So it means on Shabbos week you have Parsha Chodesh, right? I think we lay in three Sifrei Torah this Shabbos, right? We lay in HaChodesh, we lay in Rosh Chodesh, and Parsha Vayikra. So somebody says here, Ukshechar Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, Korna Parsha b'Shabbos, Ve'az HaKedusha Kfula. You have a double Kedusha. The Kedusha Shabbos Mikabel Mikedushas Rosh Chodesh. We know that Kedusha Shabbos is mekabel kiddush from Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh mishabes, but Rosh Chodesh also mekabel kiddush from Shabbos. V'shnehen mekabel kiddush mizamizeh, and they're mekabel from each other. Umemele yeh kiddushas hamoed sheavo acharav gidol yos mekal shana, and that means that the moed that's going to come after that, when that Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, it's an even higher, kiddusha. And how much more so Pesach falls on Shabbos here? It's unbelievable kiddusha that's coming to us. But you have to have proper kalim for it. So how do you have proper kalim for it? Clean is you have to clean yourself up, right? If you have a full kli of dirt, and if I try to pour water into that, what happens? It doesn't have room to enter in. But if I clean myself off, right? If I work my midos, then what happens? That all that ore, I could hold it, and I can make it part of myself. Kevan shemargish makdusha ayde kriyas a parsha b'shabbos v'rosh chodesh. The Shabbos mo rosh chodesh v'rosh chodesh the Shabbos. So that's an akudu. We have a huge Shabbos coming up of a double kedusha. I'll just finish off with the ma'isa. Speaking of mesiras nefesh, which I think. Let's read this ma'isa first with Arami Karlin. Anyone heard of Arami Karlin is? If you take Ka Echsof Noam Shabbos, yeah? So what's so who wrote that nigin? You know who wrote that nigin? Rav Arami Karlin. So I'll tell you how you know he wrote it, okay? So what's the first letter of Ka? Echsof is Yud. And what's Echsof first letter? Aleph. And what's Noam? Ka Echsof. So you have, who's gonna remember this? Okay, you have Yud Aleph Nun. Okay, what's the second part? You have Haya Hove Shomer. Okay, so now you have what? Okay, Yaakov Moshe, you remember the first words? You remember the second words? You remember the third words? Okay, Ka. So you have Yud. Okay, You have Yud. Okay? What do you got? Alright, I'll write it down for you guys. Okay? You have Ka, Echsof, Noam. Right? Then you have Haya, Hove, Shamor. What's the next one? For you, Rachamecha, Miskolim. Yeah? And then what do you have? You have Hashabas, Noam, Hanashamas. So what do you get the first ones? The first four is Yidkev Avkei. The second ones is what?
Aaron.
Is Aaron, and the third one,
Neshama.
That's how you know that Rav Aaron Mikolin wrote this name, okay? So that's Rav Aaron Klein. Listen, okay? Listen to this maisa with Rav Aaron Klein. Yimtuk lon lahavi imreit na'ab inyan mesiras nefesh. He's going to speak about what's the inyan mesiras nefesh. Mash amar Rabbeinu hamechaber zatzal, the parsha shmini, bera pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayikrav Aaron el hamizbeach, king close hamizbeach, vayishchat es egel achata shelo." And he shechted the egel. So the lechora chatzi arishon of pasuk miusa the gamrei, right? That it says vayikrav Aaron el hamizbeach, that Aaron came close hamizbeach. You don't need to say that. It would be enough to say vayishchat Aaron es egel achata shelo, right? So saying that Aaron came close hamizbeach, who cares? No, just say that he shechted the egel. Why do you have to write Aaron came close hamizbeach? Good question. No, so listen to what he answers. He's Barb Hektem Maisa. First, he's going to tell Maisa. It's a crazy Maisa. She'etzal Rav Kodesh Avarmi Karlin. Shebo etzlo Eza Bala Vera. A certain person who did a lot of veras came to him. Vizvada Lefanav. And he did Vidoy. He confessed all sins. Alav Onosa Vasher Asa V'chi Avar Akol Aver Shebetor Lachmanotan. He mamash did every aver you could think of in the book. Whatever you could think of, he did all that. Ubacha bimar nafsho lehamtzi lo tikkun l'nishmaso. And he was crying in front of Aaron Klein. He says, "Please, how can I do tshuva? I'm begging you. I'm mamish. I did all the sins. Any sin you can imagine, I did all of them. How can I do tshuva?" Amar lo, Rav Kader said to him, "She'ein seder hatshuva moel al kol kach hatam." He says, "I've never met anyone like you who's done so many sins. Nothing can help you right now. There's nothing to help you. Rak hamisa, except for dying, except for being killed. That's the only thing that you can get kapara." Kishmoa zos. Anav Amar Shu Muchan Lazeb Cholev Nefesh Rak Shisukin Nishmaso Anidandeches. He said, "You know what? If that's the case, I'm ready to mamish mysterious nefesh to die. If I'll earn tshuva like that, I'm mamish ready." He said, "Kill me, mamish, kill me. If that's what it requires." Hazai. So he didn't back down. Kar Rav Kosa Shoshochet. He called the shochet of the town and said, "Oh, come, kill this guy." Right? V'Allah hechines atzmo b'achana derabba b'vchios v'tshuva. And he was mamash mechin himself. He was crying and begging Hashem, "Please let me do tshuva. Please do tshuva." And he was ready. V'hishchiv atzmo muchan l'mavis. And he laid himself out to be killed. As tiva Rav HaKosh l'ashochit she'afochas achalaf v'yavir al v'tzaro. So then he commanded him to switch over the blade and just put it over his neck, but not shecht him. V'chein asa. And that's what he did. V'tzaka ish, Rebbe, lama tzochokim meni? Why are you making a laughter out of me? I said I want to be killed, but now you're making a joke out of me? Hashem doesn't want you to die. No, he wants you to do tshuva and live, and fix your derech. The cave and shakiba love misa bechol libo v'nafsho. Since you were mamish mekabo 100% upon yourself to be killed just to do tshuva, kevar nimcholo akol chatav. All your sins were forgiven. Ki ha'ikir masha Kadosh Baruch Hu rotze hu mesiras nefesh leman kavod Shema Yisbarach. Because you know what Hashem wants? You know what the greatest nachas ruach to Hashem is? When you're moser nefesh for kavod Shemaim. Moser nefesh to spread kavod Shemaim in the world. Ve'enim v'vur v'svar makadoshim. It says, L'david ilecha Hashem nafshi yasa. Ki be'emes, ein on yuchol mishal m'Hashem Yisbarach, arov tuva v'chasto, she'osa yimanu b'chol eis rega. L'maisa, you can't really pay Hashem back for all the good he does. How can you pay Hashem back for giving you breath? What would it be like? How can you pay Hashem back for giving you eyes to see? How can you give him breath for...
Use it in the right way.
Oh, right. But Lemaisa, you can't pay Hashem back for that. You can't like... Oh, you can't write a thank you note. You know what I mean? That's not going to get it done. I remember even this. I remember I was reading from the Shla. The Shla says by a person's chasna. So you think about that. How many people do we know that struggle with shidduchim? Unfortunately, like, I know a lot. I know mamash a lot. And it's one of the hardest things. Right? So now, if you're Bzocha Mir Hashem to get married, how do you pay Hashem back for that? How do you pay Hashem back for finding it? So you know what the Shlach says? He says exactly what he's going to say here. Laf osa vodam u'etas she'anu osin trichin ledaktik m'od. Even the little bit we do, how pure is that? Eza p'niel l'shalosh l'im shemayim. Imkein, b'may yechom l'shalim af echad minei elef. How can we pay Hashem anything? He says, yeah, you want to know how, Ravadi? Ach, im anu mosrim nafshenu akedusha shema yisbarach. If we're willing to be mosrim nefesh for Hashem, which means what does mesiras nefesh? First of all, let me tell you, what does, if I ask you, what does mesiras nefesh mean? So you might say it means to kill yourself, right? I don't think that's the truth. I think Mesiras Nefesh is what? It's going Lamal Mineteva. What's Lamal Mineteva? Exactly. Out of your what you're regular to. Out of your comfort zone. Very good. My man.
Let's go.
Yeah? Yeah, exactly. Out of that's the Nakuda. It's you're out of your comfort zone. Meaning if your comfort zone is whatever you know it is, be Moser Nefesh. Especially Beinaz Manami is one of the best times for showing that. Because when you're in yeshiva, it's not so hard when you have a guy. You guys want a free shas? Learn for 6 hours in a row. It's not so hard. Here, you're not getting offered any prizes.
It's very hard.
Right?
6 hours.
It's hard, but it's not so hard. Why? Because you know you're getting something. Imagine learning for 1 hour without anyone offering you anything. Right? It's hard, but that's Mesiras Nefesh. However, that's Mesiras Nefesh. Learning for an hour a day when no one's giving you prizes. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Going out of your comfort zone. Right? Staying up a little bit longer on Shabbos to keeping Shabbos a little bit longer. Right? Again, for me, I don't get how people don't do that. But for you guys, you're not used to it. Right? For a different time, right? but the nekuda is, but you have to realize that think about why would there be someone who would never want to leave Shabbos? Most people say here, like I can't be in Saturday too much, I gotta get out, you know? People say those type of lashonos. Think about why, what's in serious nefesh, just stay a little bit longer. Right? Im anu moser nafshiyah kedusha shemoyis barach. If we're willing to be moser nefesh to the borei olam, umuchnim bechol eis regalazem. We're making ourselves every second for this. Yesh ta shemoyis barach mizeh nachas ruach lamal. Hashem gets such a nachas ruach from this. Vezesh anu yuchol mesham lekadosh baruch hu. Whatever, that's what you can pay Hashem back. Hashem not looking for you to be a perfect person. Hashem not looking for you to get right in thinking. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for from mesiras nefesh. And that's Hashem says, your breath, your eyes, your family, your teeth. Your legs, you see us nefesh. I don't want anything else from you. V'lachin, we'll do one more, one little paragraph. Yeah, v'lachin, muva bekavanas harizal. You guys were in sas the Shabbos, no? Al tefilas keser b'musaf Shabbos. So we say keser, right? Keser yitnu lucha. If you're nisach svar, or if you're svaradi, right? So the question is. The Arizal says like this: the Kodem Amir Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Echad. He says the Kavanah is you have to be Moser Nefesh for Hashem. Vupela, right? The question is why now are you Moser Nefesh? Why not from before? Listen to what he says, Chaver. Ach Mishum, you know what Keser represents? You know what the Kavanah and Keser? When he said Keser Yinu Lucha, you know what's going on? Mishum the Tefilas Keser Anu Zochin LaHasim HaKeser Barosh HaMelech. You know what you're being mechavin? You're putting the Keser onto the Borei Olam's head. Vim na bit kiviyachol. Vim na bit al tzmenu nira. And if you look at yourself at that time, nira she'ein banu shum zchus. V'lo ma'isno. You see, like I have no rishus to be here right now doing this. Ube'ezer panim na'el kame malka lahasim keser al rosho. How could I even have shaychus to doing this right now? V'lachin. So you know what gets you to be able to put the crown on Hashem's head? Lachin mosrim nafshino akedusha Hashem. That's why you're moser nefesh for it. Vanu mashlichim yavino al Hashem bebitul gamri. We're mevata ourselves the gamri. That's how you put it on the Borei Olam's head. This is even a Maisa with the Noam HaMelech, whose kever most of you guys will be at. Maisa, Noam HaMelech used to say by Keser. You know what he used to do? He used to by Kedusha, and this is Kevalding Maisa. By Kedusha on Shabbos, he used to put on a special watch. A watch, like any watch. He used to put on a watch, a nice Rolex watch, let's say, yeah? Right, see now everyone. See now you guys are gonna go there and be like, "Oh no, Melch, like what's up?" Like you know, I hear, right? Exactly. Yeah. So he used to put on like a watch for Kedusha. So one of the Chassid, so one of the Chassidim asked him, Rebbe, what's the pshat with like the watch? Why do you put on the watch for Keser? So you know what he answered him? He said, because I get to such a madriga with my kavanos when I say Keser that if I didn't have something holding me back to Olam Hazman, I mamish would go out of my guf lagamri. He says, I need this just to make sure that I don't die. Just to know the kedusha of what's going on in Keser. Okay? That's first, it's givating nice, no? That someone can even say something like that. It's so givating. Okay, right? And this is how he ends. Now let's go back to the pasuk said before. It says that Aaron came close to the Mizbeach, then he shechted. So what's the question? Why do you have to come close to the Mizbeach? So what do you do on the Mizbeach, Evra? What else? That's where you shecht. Right? That's where you do shechita. V'zeh perish a pasuk vayikrav Aaron es atzmo. He brought himself el mizbeach. What? That represents mesiras nefesh. That what? He brought himself to the mizbeach. That's what he's mechavin, mesiras nefesh. And what is there after that? U'vazeh nimcha lo akol. That's why he's forgiven. V'achar kach kvar hayayachol lahakriv es karbano. That's why he's able to bring his karban. B'shchit as a carbon. The me'achash kvar kabbalah mesiras nefesh because he was makabal upon himself mesiras nefesh to go all out for the boreolam. Areva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda l'kabbal carbon makom adam. So he said, Hashem said, that's such a nachas ruach to me. Ki lo yachpot Hashem yisbarach mavas ames. And you know what Hashem says? I don't want you as a carbon. I want you to live. Why? Because I know how much you could do. Rather bring an animal because I trust you. When we give mesiras nefesh to Hashem, we're all having bein hazman now, even me also. But it requires mesiras nefesh. Again, you for sure have to relax, to build up kelim for kaitzman. The chevra, don't be afraid of mosir nefesh. Mesiras nefesh is also going back to whether you're from Teaneck or the Five Towns or Queens or Long Beach or Englewood, wherever you're from, or Florida. Chevra, it's going to be hard. And I know personally, firsthand, I spent 2 years in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, guys who were mamish flying, that came back, that went home for Pesach, came back after Pesach, and never relit those engines. Even Shana Bet guys. You don't realize that that's tough, but in the Mesiras Nefesh, a little bit. That's it. You don't become a Gadol Ador over Pesach, over that time, but it's Mesiras Nefesh. Just trying, going above what you are, and you realize the kochos you have when you come back, you're going to fly in Kaitzman. And you're also going to teach yourself that I could succeed anyway. But the biggest is the emunah ba'atzmecha, to believe in your Yiddishkeit, to believe in your avoda, that you matter. Don't fall back to all the gashmias, because you have to know that world is alma de shikra, and it only falls. It's like we always give that mashal. When you take a fish out of water, what does the fish start doing?
Flopping.
So it's flopping. So what does it look like? It looks like it's dancing. Wow, what a great time. No, it's jumping all over the place, having so much fun. Right? And from the outside, it looks like, wow, I wish I could be that guy. He looks like he's his mom's having the best time. But what does the fish know? You idiot, I'm not dancing, I'm dying. And that's what the Alma de Shikra is. You have people dancing around and look like they're having like the best time in their life, right? That the team scores a goal in overtime, they start jumping up. I remember I had to go to a Ranger game back in the day. When after like whatever, I had to go to the game. And it was a playoff game. It was after I have no interest. It was night so it should be a soda in Sphere's Omer. I was like, okay, I gotta do this game, whatever, I'll go. You know? It was important. But I remember the Rangers won in overtime, right? They won in overtime in like game 5 of the playoffs with the Canadians, yeah? And I remember, yeah, exactly, right? It's a crazy game. I remember, like, okay, it was nice and exciting. I remember, Chevra, I'm not telling you, I'm not kidding. 18,000 people, literally, I was standing, like, he scored the goal, and I was just, like, standing like that, just like, looking around. People jumping on chairs, people hugging each other, people they don't even know, like, someone jumped, like, five rows over to jump on, like, their friend. People going crazy. Mamish crazy. And there were a lot of Jews around me also going nuts. And I remember just thinking in my mind, I was like, this is nuts. No, but you're saying it was such a record. Because I used to be a big Ranger fan back in the day. But it was my first time really being like back in like that scene. And I remember just looking around, I'm like, this is Pashut nuts. You know, it's nuts. But we don't realize it. And a lot of us might say, but that's awesome, like game winning goal. But if you think about it, just like thinking about it, like, it's ridiculous. What are you so happy about? The player who scored doesn't even know you. And your mom is, you'd be most nefesh for that player in a second. Believe me, they don't care about you. Why? Because if you gave them $10 million, they'd leave that team right away. In a second. Whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Rangers, whatever team you're a fan of, they don't care about you. And they don't need you. And you have to know that. You know who needs you? The Bar Olam needs you. The Bar Olam wants you. That's the difference. We say, Ki Rotza Hashem Ba'amo. Hashem wants you. And you have to think about it. You have to choose, what team are you on? I'll give you one message for Pesach, which I think is very, very powerful. It says in the Sunday of Mamish was one of the biggest life changes of my life personally. Shana Bet, this time, Dein Hazman and Pesach time. Right? It was from Mordechai Eliyahu's son. So Mordechai Eliyahu was the two previous chief rabbis of the Sephardim, right? Two ago, I think. So we say in the Haggadah, it says, Behold over door, Chayev Adam Liras Es Atmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatsam Mitzrayim. It says, every single generation, a person is Chayev to see himself as if he left, as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to ask his sons every year, same question, what does that mean? What does it mean to see yourself as if you left Mitzrayim? So he said, he gave a mashal one time. He said, imagine you have the Yankees playing versus the Red Sox. Imagine you have USA playing versus Canada. Imagine you have the Giants playing versus the Jets. Right? So now, when that team's playing, do you say that we have a big game tonight? Let's say you're a big Yankee fan or a big Met fan. Say, oh, we have let's go boys, we have a big game tonight? I mean, you have to ask yourself, who do you associate with? What team are you on? Because if you're saying that we have a big game tonight, that means that my boys are the Yankees. But what it meant is, Bechol Dever Chayv Adam Liras Atzim Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. Do you see yourself as that happened back then to the Jews? Or do you say that, no, I was part of that also? That's my team. And a person has to ask himself over Pesach, what team am I on? And it's a very important hashkafa. Because you're going to go back to America and you're going to realize not a lot of people are on the team that you think you're supposed to be on. Again, they could be very good Jews. No one's saying they're not bad Jews. But to realize, what team are you on? And think about that. That looking different sometimes, looking like a Jew sometimes, is really what's normal. Right? What the world around us says is normal is Mam Sheker. It's an Olam Hafach Ra'isi. And it's not so hard. You'll get right off the plane and realize that in a second. If you have the mind to do it. Again, of course, you have to keep it up. Aim is an Iker, right? Being an Or L'Goyim. An Or unto Klal Yisrael is also an Iker. But Chevra, it requires us to believe in our Avoda too. That's the biggest thing. Believe in what you're doing. Believe in what you're doing here. You'll have people, like I heard there was a guy here today who was saying, yeah, you'll learn here for 2 years, then you'll come back to the real world. Right? That real world, I heard the same person say that, oh yeah, I was looking for a shidduch for my son, and I was looking at a girl at a wedding. I said, oh yeah, this girl's a very pretty girl, maybe I'll find her for my son. You're looking at potentially your son's wife and you're calling her pretty? But that's the hashkaf of that world. And that's normal. And that's very normal. It's an olam hafach ra'isi. You have to be strong in your avodah chevra. It's mesiras nefesh. That's the word I'm watching. Mesiras nefesh. What? To believe in what you're doing. Hischachus. And if you want that hischachus, if you want to feel that tam in avodah Hashem, everyone wants that. Who doesn't want to feel a dveikus in tefillah? Who doesn't want to feel a dveikus in limud Torah? But you only get that, what? If you clean yourself off a little bit. Which means that what? You become a Jew. Right? The ikr is that what? You want to be a Jew. Like there's a maisa, my mom's finished with this. A maisa with there's so much to say, and it's hard to end. You know, like the Borei Olam says, kasha la pidasim. Anytime Chevra's leaving, it's always hard to have a strong zman and leave. No, but Eish Kodesh says on his 40th birthday, right? He says on his 40th birthday in Sefer, I think it's Tzavaziris. He says now that I'm 40 years old, I have to be mekabel upon myself something. So he says, what shall I be mekabel? He writes this. He says, Torah. I learn Torah all day. Mitzvos, I do all the mitzvos. Lashon Hara, I don't speak Lashon Hara, I don't have gaiva, right? He's writing this in his personal diary, right? He says, learning, giving shirim, being mechazik other people, right? Tefillin, I have all the proper kavanos. He says, I do everything, or what can I do? What can I pass mekalim by myself? He says, you know what I'm going to be mekalim by myself? He's like, I realize there's one thing I didn't do yet. I want to become a ger. I want to start being a Jew. What that means is, Chevra, it's start being a Jew. Start being, what does that mean to be a Yid? A Yid, a Kaddush. A Kiddush, a Dik, a Jew. You know, it says, Yitzias and Tribes, when we became a nation. So choose to be on Team Klal Yisrael. It's a Gevaldik team. Not that I'm on that team yet. I'm probably not even in the minor leagues yet, you know? But at least I know I want to be there. Spring training. Right? Spring training, yeah?
Let's go!
Let's go! I'm here. We need a let's go. Yeah, but Chevra, it's not that Mesiras Nefesh, so we gotta push a little bit. Mesiras Nefesh, Zochar, all the Schaches of Pesach, the Siyat HaShemayah, Chevra.
Thank you.